This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. And you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And apparently it's all rigged, says Trump, about the election system here in the United States. And I want to get into that. But before we do, let's go to the phones. We've got Clamoring calling from here in New Hampshire. Clamoring, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I wanted to briefly touch on reopening procedures in New Hampshire specifically, which is where I live. As you know, yesterday was the first day that some businesses were allowed to open with some pretty heavy restrictions on
them.
You
mean golf courses, drive-in movie theaters, and barbershops and salons?
Yeah, salons is the one I wanted to call in and talk about.
Do we even have one drive-in theater in this state?
I believe there's one in Milford.
What a silly thing to even comment on.
So do we know yet whether or not, and I don't remember the name of it, but Nick's Salon here on Main Street, the one that takes Bitcoin, are they open?
I don't know. I don't go to salons.
Okay. Well, I need a haircut, so I need to.
Have you got your,
I set them up with crypto, but that's the only time I've...
Did you get your haircut today, Clamoring?
Well, so I made an appointment with my local salon.
Right, because you can't just walk in. You got to make appointments.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, right?
You have to make an appointment. There's all these things that they sent me an email saying, it was a whole page of restrictions. So I had to sign a paper that said that I didn't have, you know, a fever. I hadn't been traveling. I didn't have any of these, like, kind of risk factors for COVID. So fine, whatever. I did that. And then the other restriction was that I had to wear a mask when I went in. Okay.
Oh, man.
So fine. I did that. I'm not opposed to it. Whatever. Doesn't bother me. I think I don't judge anybody for choosing to or not to wear a mask, but
I will
choose
judge.
To wear a mask when I go out.
I will judge because I think it's contributing to, I mean, not that I think I'm not mad at you or anything like that. I'm not judging in that way, but I think that ultimately, cooperating with this regime, this sort of medical authoritarian regime, gives power to it. And the more people that are out there cooperating with it, even if they in their minds are against it, you're openly, visibly cooperating with it. And so it creates this new reality. And I don't want to contribute to that.
Yeah, it's a symbol. It's a symbol of subjugation. Yep. It's a symbol of compliance.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
Go on. With
but
the
I did,
experience
you know, I did meet their requirement of wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. Okay, so and they're like, you have to wait in your car, and then we'll come out and get you. I'm like, okay. Jesus. So I show up. I'm in my car with my mask on and my 4-year-old daughter in the back seat. So I get out of my car when they come out to get me. Well, one of the other restrictions is you can only have one person.
Yeah.
One person per stylist. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, I can't leave a 4-year-old child in the car by herself. Like,
they'll arrest you for that.
Yeah, so they just canceled my appointment.
Wow.
So I got into it kind of a little bit of a shouting match with them, saying that they were open to anybody except for single moms.
Jesus. And this is a place you'd been to before?
Yes, they know me there.
Man. And they're so terrified of the government that they discriminated against, as you said, a single mom.
And a good customer.
And a good customer.
Yep.
And they also, I know that salon has this waiting room. Like, I brought her tablet with her, so I was going to just set her up in the waiting room so she wasn't, like, in anybody's space
Which you've already done in the past, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Sure. Absolutely.
Well,
I just wanted to touch on that.
Right. This is the new abnormal.
Right, so now instead of just going out to get your hair cut, now you've got to find a babysitter, pay extra to have somebody take care of your child.
If you can find someone who is not so fearful of being the babysitter.
Right. Exactly.
When do they open daycare up in this state?
I don't know.
Oh, there's no plans for that.
Nope.
There's no plans. Or school or anything.
School.
Ask Flanunu.
Prince Flanunu.
Well, Clemmering, thank you so much for the call. That sounds like a harrowing experience. Jeez. And I know that Keene State here was talking about reopening this coming semester, but now they're saying, oh, it's going to be a mix of in-person and online
classes. Online. And they're going to probably make it as much online as possible.
And as we go forward, yeah, they'll get to the point where they're just like, no, it's all online only. It's ridiculous. Of course, I did a lot of online classes in college, and I loved it, but I'm antisocial.
There was back and forth. There were classes that I would never want to take online because it just doesn't make sense. How are you going to take hands-on art classes online?
You don't want to take something like calculus online, but for like English lit or something, sure.
Well, now you've gone from being antisocial to being too social. You know, those of us who might not have considered ourselves the most social people are now getting out and going out more often than the so-called normal people.
Are you calling me social, Ian?
I'm not calling you that, no.
I attempted to have a fire party yesterday. I've never thrown a party in my life.
Right.
But because there's nothing else for people to do, hey.
I was there.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Okay.
So, it's all rigged, says Trump, coming to us from TheGuardian.com. So, you know it's going to be good. They don't care much for Trump. Donald Trump falsely accused Democrats of trying to steal Tuesday's special election in California amid the COVID-19 pandemic by adding a polling place in one of the most diverse sections of a district. And all of this is, you know, typical Twitter nonsense for Trump. A state does it. Democrats do a thing. Trump tweets about it. They tweet back. It's just...
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't tweeted anything about our stupid Republican governor.
No.
He's just as bad as some of these Democrats, but Trump hasn't talked anything bad about him yet. And it's not going to happen, I don't think.
But according to The Guardian... Trump has long railed the accusations that he's now made against California that they were trying to steal the election or whatever by opening this additional polling place. It underscores how the president could take advantage of the way voting procedures are rapidly changing in response to COVID-19 and question the legitimacy of election results in November. And this is not something that's unique to Trump. We've seen people essentially saying the same thing about the Libertarian Party and Justin Amash, saying that the whole reason they're trying to do this online voting thing is so that Sarwark can steal the election for Justin Amash. And I don't know
Sarwark
if that's true
is.
Or not. Sarwark is the national chair of the Libertarian Party.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's true or not. I don't believe it is. I mean, Nick Sarwark seems like a fairly upstanding person from what I've seen of him. But would there
He's
be
fine.
Elements in the LNC that would be willing to do that in the name of respectability politics? Because otherwise, Vermin Supreme is one of the front runners. They don't want that.
Well, see, I don't know how this online voting is going to change things for the LP, but it's one thing's for sure. It will make attending the convention a lot easier. Like,
true.
I just found out last night that they were going to do this, and I reached out to somebody locally in New Hampshire to say, hey, do you guys have any delegate seats that you have available? And they don't, so they've filled their whole... A lot of times they're, like, desperate to find people to fill delegate seats because you have to physically travel to the convention at a cost of however much, you know, the plane tickets and the hotel, and it's not cheap to go to one of these conventions, so it's actually difficult, you know, for the average person to take the time off and get the money to go and do this stupid political, you know, charade.
Be cheap right now, but the Libertarian Party is full of people who are stupid and inept, so they're unable to find decent deals on hotel rooms.
You can't get a hotel space. They won't rent it to you. They were going to have They were going to have this thing in Austin, Texas. And it was Austin, Texas that canceled SXSW, the South by Southwest massive 70,000 person or 100,000 or however many people. There's a lot of people that go to that festival. Austin said, you can't have this. You need to go away, basically. And they've said that to all the conventions and all the convention spaces, as I understand it. So no hotel room is going to allow you. No hotel is going to allow you to rent the space because the city of Austin won't let them. And they probably just don't want to look bad, right? They don't want to look like they're contributing to COVID-19.
I mean, that's the case now. If I wanted to book a hotel room for September in Miami, I could certainly make that happen.
For September, but this has to happen for the Libertarians this month. There's certain deadlines.
In the month of May?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they're screwed already then, because it's already halfway over.
Right. It was scheduled for Austin, and it's
been
canceled.
Since March, if that's the case. Yes, and they're just now developing a backup plan.
They just, like, within the last week,
speaking
decided,
of the LSC being filled with inept people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just, well, I think they were, you know, to some extent, you can't blame them for, like, waiting to see what happens before they make a final decision. And now the clock is running, and now they're like, well, we're just going to have to do it online. And then they're planning one for Orlando for the remainder of the crap that they don't have to have done this month. So they're going to split the convention. The presidential thing is happening this month.
Okay.
Online.
Well, John McAfee doesn't seem to think they can make it happen in a way that is secure and not fraudulent.
Oh, I suspect it'll be a mess.
Yeah. 855-450-3733.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
My dogs do puppy zoomies around the house, so I will always endorse Dynavite. DINOVITE .com. Why wait? Save your dog from being stinky and having hot spots and shedding and making sure that they have the proper nutrition. Get them started early. I mean, your dogs will love you for it.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE .com.
Gut shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And you know, Intercoin's architecture enables programmable coins with a variety of applications. Merchants can add tags like books, food, or clothing to their products. And authorized users can see statistics on how money was spent. Experts can then analyze the local economy. Donors and investors can have more confidence. Everyone in the community can have a real-time consumer price index to inform their decision-making and address issues like rising prices or shrinking wages. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in the real world. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that FTL accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org, intercoin.org. And let's keep going with the phones. We've got Phil calling from Utah. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, I'm just calling. Basically, what I did was I left San Francisco, and I am in Salt Lake City right now so I can work out.
So you can work out? You went all the way to Salt Lake City so you could go to a gym?
Correct. I'm a fitness trainer.
Okay.
It's my job.
I gotcha.
Okay.
And I came here with my girlfriend. My girlfriend is from Kenya, so I've heard some stories. This is a country, she just went to go get food at Panda Express. So, well, basically, they have like hundreds of cases in a country of, what do we have, like 46 million people, and they shut down, they got people getting beaten in the streets, they can't go feed their family, and you got these idiots wearing these masks around here who think it's a local issue, and they don't understand. This is worldwide. This is coordinated through all these countries coming together to shut down everything.
Oh yeah, we had our caller from Uganda call in earlier. It's the same thing in Uganda.
Yep.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, what is the end game here? Like, I try not to be like Mr. Conspiracy Theory, but you know, like, what is going on here? Because it's not about, you know, an upper respiratory illness. There's no way. And why are we doing this right now? And
we're not doing it. They're doing it. I'm not doing it. I don't want to go along with it. That seems to me the end game's pretty obvious, to aggregate more power to the state and to you know, use that power to wrest more freedoms from people's lives and garner more obedience from them and impoverish them at the same time. Because, you know, if you can impoverish people,
hungry people will listen.
If
you've got food for them. This is all about human. This is human population control and human depopulation, plain and simple.
Of course,
they can't control 7 billion people. There's too many people. They got to get rid of some.
I can get on board with that. And it's just like the thing is, why? Like, we're so compartmentalized. What am I? Say the word for me, because I'm
compartmentalized.
I'm like, yeah, there we go. And that we don't see beyond what's in front of us. Like, I like being in Utah. It just seems like the people here get it a little more.
Hmm.
And when I was in California, I was in Marin County, and there's people like freaking out, like if you go near them, because I never wore a mask. I legitimately moved from Marin County to Santa Clara County because they didn't have a mask mandate. And, you know, I'm here to work out. So I don't know. I just wanted to like vent my frustration about like people don't understand. There's people starving right now over this.
Yep.
They're starving. They can't get food. Here we have daddy government taking care of us. So, I mean,
well,
not me, poorly. I don't taxes, so I don't get daddy checks. But we got people like, you know, who are here. We get I get all this extra government money. I don't want to go back to work. So what's going to happen when the well runs dry and we're sitting here, we got food shortages, we got people not working. It's never going to end. And
bread lines.
No, it's never going to end until people get sick and tired of it and decide to, you know, change their mind, and that doesn't seem to be happening anytime soon. They're going to have to get a lot more hungry before they start looking at other options, I think.
Bill, thank you so much for the call. What concerns me about it most is this notion of people who are that afraid that they freak out if you even get close to them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, I've always been an advocate of personal space, right? And I've noticed that when I stand behind lines in people, behind people in lines, you know, you have those 6 feet apart spacings, but that's about where I would stand naturally.
Oh, really?
COVID or not, because I respect their personal space and I respect my personal space and I don't want to be that close to them.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's just normal. I don't mind the 6 foot distancing idea because that's just respecting other people's personal space. Mm-hmm. I don't like that it's mandatory and that it's become this thing to be shamed over if you don't respect it.
Yeah, well, I don't like it because it's inefficient. I mean, it just takes up so much more room to do the same things that used to not take
sure.
up, you know, that kind of space. Now it's literally 6 times as long. Any line that you get in is 6 times the length.
You're standing in a line outside of the building.
Right. It's insane.
And this is just people you don't know in a strange environment. If you're at the bar with your friends, you don't want to sit 6 feet away from your friends that you're having a drink with.
No, but the people I'm not having a drink with, I would rather them be at least 6 feet away.
That would be nice, but then the bar owner's not going to want that. He's going to want to pack and bin like sardines.
Right.
Get everyone buying drinks.
That's one of the reasons why I can't imagine many restaurateurs are very excited about a lot of these reopening rules because, you know, we're talking about in a lot of places 25%.
Who are even going to be able to stay in business after this
that's
year?
That's what I'm saying.
If that's the case, you can't keep the lights on for that much.
Right. I mean, they've got a lot of overhead, and the rent is not going to go down by 75%. Okay,
no.
That's not
going to
happen.
Your taxes aren't going down either.
No.
Especially after all this stimulus nonsense.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, to make this work, it's going to be tough. It's going to be very tough. And they're not going to rehire their employees because you can't bring them back. You only got 25%. You know, maybe you can bring back 10 or 20% of them, but you can't bring back.
Unless they change the format where they've got everyone delivering or something. Now all of your guys that you know, your wait staff,
mm-hmm.
now you've got them out.
These restaurants aren't doing that. They're doing DoorDash.
Well, how does that work?
It's
confusing.
Oh, they're paying people to.
It's a company that
Uber deliver kind of.
Yeah, it's a gig thing.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, maybe Uber. All right. Maybe the wait staff that got fired and lost their jobs,
DoorDash.
They're going to have to go to DoorDash now. The format.
Well, that's worse on them in the long run.
How's that?
Well, it destroys your vehicle.
You
cause way more wear and tear on your vehicle than you're ever going to make.
And they'll have to take that into account, or the business owner is going to have to compensate those employees for their wear and tear on their vehicles. I get stipends for wear and tear.
Yeah.
On my,
the only
on
thing
my
that's
going
to help these business owners stay alive is the fact that some of them are going to die, meaning that, you know, their businesses are going to go under, so those customers are going to have to go somewhere else. So Little Zoe's Pizza here in town, a great pizza place, but it's expensive. It's like gourmet-level pizza. He says he's been hopping because some of the other pizza places are closed.
Right. Yeah.
So he's staying quite busy as a result of that. That's the only thing they got on their horizon.
Believe it or not, some people during this pandemic are doing really good. Some people, they're up to their eyeballs in work, and they probably want a break. They probably want a little bit of that quarantine so they can sleep on a Sunday. I know that I have. They're calling me all the time.
Yeah.
So some people have been very lucky in this, and some people, they're just riding the wave right down the downward spiral.
Well, that was always going to happen, you know, with some businesses staying open and some not. So much less competition.
Yep.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats are pushing a $3 trillion stimulus package. It's the fifth and largest to be considered, and it has money for state and local governments as well as families. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
The HEROES Act focuses on three pillars: opening our economy safely and soon, honoring our heroes, and then putting much-needed money into the pockets of the American people.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wouldn't call the bill dead on arrival, but there was an inference to that, saying the Senate wants more targeted stimulus.
Well, what I've said is we're taking a look at what we've already done. We've added about $3 trillion to the national debt and assessing the effectiveness of that before deciding to go forward.
The House is expected to vote on the bill on Friday. This is USA Radio News. In New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio says 52 children have been diagnosed with an inflammatory syndrome that's possibly linked to COVID-19.
It's sobering. It's bluntly frightening. And I want to say to parents out there, if you're hearing this information about pediatric multisystem inflammatory syndrome and it sounds scary, it does sound scary. I'm speaking as a parent myself.
At least 14 people were killed, including two newborns, during an attack at a hospital in Kabul, Afghanistan. Interior Ministry spokesman Tariq Aran said the attack also left some new mothers and nurses dead at the maternity clinic, which is run by Doctors Without Borders. Witnesses say they heard gunfire and two explosions at the beginning of the attack by suicide bombers. Special forces killed all the attackers during a clearing operation. They also moved about 100 people to safety. The Taliban, which signed a peace deal with the U.S. in February, denied responsibility for the attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And if you're looking for something to do this year, well, you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June the 29th until July the 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Happening just the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, ForkFest is decentralized, so no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 29th until July the 5th. And we're better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can just relax and go camping, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. But if you're planning an event, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Again, that's ForkFest.party. Let's keep going with the phones. We've got the governor calling via Discord at discord.freetalklive.com. The governor, you're on Free Talk Live.
Tell us what to do.
I'm not going to tell you what to do. That's not my job, and that never was my stance.
Well, so. You're a very poor governor, then.
I am a very terrible governor. I only named myself that because I ran for governor a couple of years ago. But anyway, okay. I was going to discuss the 2020 LP convention and why I think it's going to be a total dumpster fire.
Now, wait, are you talking about the part where they're going to do, because it's going to be in two parts. There's the part that's going to happen this month, which is online, just the presidential nomination, vice presidential nomination and voting. And then they're going to have the rest of the so-called business session in the summertime.
Yes, I think it's a very poor idea to separate the two, but the presidential nomination in particular, it seems bothersome to me because I don't understand. I mean, I'm not going to be a part of the delegation. The LPO has basically shunned me, so I have no chance of ever being a delegate, and I don't think there are any open spots in any other states. But what's troubling to me is I have no idea what their verification process is, and I think them making it happen so soon was more so because they ran out of time. And I think it's going to be very haphazardly thrown together, and that could be a disaster. I mean, we already know Justin Amash has been coronated. He will be the nominee because, wow, he's a congressman, right?
Well, but I'm back off your mic, man. Back off like an inch or two. You're way too loud.
Sorry about that. But
he
I
won't
think
be
that,
a congressman
you know,
after the next election.
Well, obviously not. That's the only reason he's running for the presidential nomination is because his relevance is flipping. But I'm afraid that, you know, if there's poor verification as to who can vote as a delegate. This could really, you know, kind of screw candidates like Vermin Supreme, who have a very dedicated base. Because honestly, at this point, he's the runner-up, I think.
Now, when you say verification, what do you mean? I've never been to one of these conventions, so I don't know what kind of verification that there is typical.
Well, when you show up, you have a delegate badge on. What I mean by verification is how are they going to know who's a delegate and, you know, who's a phony, basically. I have no idea how they're going to do this.
Well, it's not like they did a good job in the previous years where a bunch of Republicans showed up and voted in Gary Johnson, who's a former Republican governor, and prior to that, Bob Barr, who's a former Republican U.S. Representative, and all they had to do was, like, sign a sheet saying they were joining the Libertarian Party, and now they're a delegate. So, I mean, it's not like this has been a stringent process before, dude.
Oh, it never has, but I'm afraid it's going to be a little easier to do with the anonymity of the internet.
Well, then wouldn't that give an advantage to supporters of Vermin Supreme, who are maybe a little bit younger, maybe a little more internet savvy? Yeah, this seems to be an opportunity.
I'm confused why we wouldn't want anyone who wants to be a delegate for the Libertarian Party be a delegate for the Libertarian. Wouldn't that be consistent with the principles of liberty?
It's a private organization, though. That's where I see the difference, is it's a private organization. You want to make sure that you don't have a bunch of trolls.
It's a private organization that wants to control the government, that oversees everyone, whether they're part of that private organization or not.
They want a genuine set of membership, I suppose. I mean, as said, they won't be ruling over
genuine membership. They will be ruling over everyone. So why not open up this voting process to everyone that has the potential to be ruled over by them?
That sounds a lot like democracy to me.
That's sort of what I'm asking. I mean, they're going to play the democracy game. Why aren't they being democratic?
I mean, it's basically open to everybody, Aria. All you have to do is be willing to lie and sign the statement of intent, or whatever they call it, the Libertarian Party. When you join the party, you sign a statement saying that I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals.
Sure.
And a bunch of Republicans signed that statement so they could go in and vote for their Republican guy to get them the nomination in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I've semi-fraudulently become a delegate for the Libertarian Party before. I've made no bars about that. I became a delegate at the Ohio convention despite not being, you know, an unaffiliated voter, even though I wasn't supposed to. I mean, they've never been very good about making sure that people, you know, that shouldn't be there get in. As I said, I'm just afraid that it's going to make it...
Well, no, they give them the presidential candidacy.
What kind of platform is there out there? I understand a lot of people are using this Zoom thing, which has, you know, gotten a lot of critique, probably for good reason, but... You know, there's got to be a maximum number of people that can attend on these platforms. Are there any kind of platforms? Because, like, your typical...
Discord.
No, you can't have 1,000 people in a Discord chat room, can you?
Yes, you can. There is, if you have Nitro and you own a server, there is absolutely no reason you shouldn't. I've seen Discord chats on YouTube that have,
I mean,
like,
just
10,000 members.
Administering something like that would be an incredible challenge. Because at this convention, I think there's at least 1,000 people or around about that number that attend these conventions for the Libertarian Party. And I'm sure the Republican and Democrat conventions are similarly sized, if not larger. You know, how do you translate that to an online venue? I don't even know where you would begin. How you would regulate that, because at the physical location there's only so many microphones. People have to stand up, they have to wait their turn to get to the microphone, and you can more control something like that because you can control the physical bodies of the people.
To me, like, the best approach would be a bottom-up one where county libertarian affiliates tell the chair of the county who their delegates are, and those delegates go ahead and pick their candidate, and that gets forwarded on to the state level, and the state level forwards it to the national level.
Well, if they're going to change the rules, they've got, like, you know, less than 2 weeks to figure that out, because there's certain ballot access deadlines. They have to have a nominee before the end of this month.
That was kind of the biggest concern for me originally when I'd heard about it being online, because if you had it on, like, you know, a Google Hangouts or Skype or whatever, not only is there, like, a user limit, but, you know, one of the ideas I thought of was, like, oh, they have a Discord chat, but everybody's muted until the chairman of the body unmutes them after they get recognized. But if you're muted, how on earth are you going to ask to be recognized for personal privileges?
It'll be filled with spam and people tagging the administrator of the chat. And
probably
and
people jumping into the server.
Yeah, and half of those are just going to start shouting expletives as soon as they're unmuted.
I want to watch just to see how this goes. I think it'll be a little more entertaining than the typical Libertarian convention, which is normally boring as sin.
I would agree. Governor, thank you so much for your call. I hope that they manage to work it out, and I hope that Justin Amash doesn't get out. I'd much rather Furman.
Yep.
Yeah. Or John McAfee vote. Would be my second best choice.
I agree.
Despite everything, but Furman
Supreme McAfee.
Definitely. Yeah, that would be fantastic.
The dream team.
It would be, man. But I don't see it happening. And I mean, he's right, Justin Amash. From everything I can tell, he's already been selected as the candidate,
which is a shame because the dude literally walked in at the last second. Basically, like within the last week or so, he's thrown his hat into the ring, whereas these other candidates have been debating. They've been going to different conventions when they had conventions, going to different debates, attending multiple debates, and just, you know, hashing out the issues, hashing out their candidacy, talking to the, you know, the potential supporters. And then this other guy, Amash, just rolls right up at the very end. He's like, hey, I'm here.
Yep.
You know, he hasn't participated in one debate yet. Right. And he probably won't.
Wasn't it the case in 2012 that Gary Johnson didn't join the Libertarian Party until after he had lost the Republican primaries?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Not sure.
I know he's at the debates and whatnot, though.
You might be right about that.
It may have been 2008. I don't remember how many years in a row.
Well, he was in 2012 and 2016, so it would have been
2012. Yeah. So, I mean, it's the same thing. Here's a Republican. Oh, that didn't work out. The Republicans hate me now. I'm going to be a Libertarian. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Ian.
And Conan.
I want to say thank you to Troy, who is tonight's amplifier. That means he's a member of the AMP program. You can find it at amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. People who join the program contribute money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like the show, if you like what we're doing, you might consider checking it out. Once more, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Troy, we thank you for your contributions, and we hope you continue amplifying the show.
Thanks, Troy.
Well, let's keep going with the phones. We've got James calling from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Okay. Yep.
Oh, no, he is there. Crap. What's on your mind, James?
I know, crap. He'd rather just talk to a dorkhead, Stephen Jameson. He won't stop calling my personal cell phone.
You have something. Are you wearing a mask calling us? Because you sound really muffled.
You sound garbled.
I know. Yeah, I'm around the mountain.
You got something else in your mouth, James?
I know. You're a minister of peace and love. That's so funny.
I can't take it. I can barely understand him.
Yeah, well, it would be within the purview of a minister.
Buy a new phone.
Yeah, it would be within the purview of a minister of peace to bring laughter by making jokes, James. That would totally fit.
That was kindergarten humor.
Yeah, I got a fun little story for you here. Hoffman Estates, Illinois. This report from CBS Chicago. We talked about a restaurateur earlier who, you know, brazenly went out and violated governor's orders. This one is an ice cream truck operator. The way this story is written is so condescending towards him. It's so pro, you know, medical authoritarian state, the CBS reporter that's involved in this. Let me share this with you. Keeping kids cooped up is no easy task. Add to that an enticement, one that's not only unsafe, but illegal. That's what happened when one dad, a CBS2 journalist, spotted one ice cream man who was not playing by the rules.
Oh, no.
That iconic music box rendition of Turkey in the Straw screams, "We all scream for ice cream, but during a pandemic, social distance is the rule. Getting close to the ice cream man could also mean getting something else. It's a fact of life." Yet Mr. Freeze, not his name, was right there in his truck of treats, unmasked and ungloved, as he took cash.
Is this satire? Is this serious?
No, this is really from CBS Chicago. Ungloved, unmasked, and taking cash for cones in the northwest suburbs Wednesday afternoon. That's when CBS2 assignment editor Greg Kelly, a father of two, got on his bike and said, "Wait a minute!"
Okay, Karen.
Kelly, yeah, this is him, right? This is your male Karen. He said, but he's a reporter, so he's on the job here.
Yeah,
he said to the man,
on the beat.
"Do you think it's a good idea to be doing this with a stay-at-home order, COVID-19? Kelly said. Eventually, Kelly got a bit closer to the man and tried to get answers from Mr. Freeze.
Because that's what you want to do, is you want to violate social distancing as you stigmatize someone for it.
"Why aren't you wearing a mask?" Kelly asked. And he said further, "Why are you trying to take..." Oh, this is this is the response from the... from the guy. So responding to "why aren't you wearing a mask," he said, "Why are you trying to take ice cream out of the hands of children? Are you sick? I'm not sick either. Why are they quarantining healthy people?" The ice cream truck operator said, "There's not any law." And then the statement from the news story. And he's right. There's not a law. It's a governor's order, which isn't the same thing as a law, which we discussed this weekend. "There is a law," says CBS Chicago. Governor J.B. Pritzker said Wednesday, quote, "At this time, face coverings are required in public situations where social distancing cannot be maintained," unquote. Well, the governor saying something isn't a law.
No, the governors don't have the authority to create law.
Now, it doesn't mean that there won't be men with guns who threaten you over it.
Sure.
But it's not a law. The ice cream guy said, "I have a permit." Kelly pointed out the permit would have come before the stay-at-home order. The ice cream truck operator said, "I can't understand what you're saying. Back up and remove the mask," he said. And Kelly said, "I'm not removing the mask," and the ice cream guy drove off.
So who reported this? The guy on the bike? The dad?
That's the reporter. So there was
Karen.
A reporter, Greg Kelly, from
Karen.
So he's actually reporting his own story or someone else's request. It sounds like from the lips of someone else, a bystander who's watching this.
So it was filed by one of his coworkers at the same station that he works for.
To make fun of him?
No, to make him into a hero.
To target the ice cream guy.
It sounds like he's making fun of the dad.
He's not.
Why? Maybe it was just the way that you read it.
It's ridiculous.
He sounds like a real idiot.
Well, right. The story's ridiculous.
I asked if it was satire because of how over the top they were in the description.
From our perspective, it's over the top. But from the Karen's perspective, they're like, "Oh, that brave dad.
They're crusaders.
Yeah.
But I love in the end, though, "Please step back and remove your
mask.
I can't understand you. Oh,
I'm going to start trying that if someone happens to criticize me for not wearing a mask. Can you please step back and take off your mask? I can't understand
we just kind of did with the last caller. James, take your mask off. We can't understand you.
Yeah, I thought it was a ridiculous story.
That's absurd. It sounds like it could be satire with all of those over the top. That's when he risked running out there and bravely questioned.
Well, I said the risk thing wasn't in there.
Okay.
Bravely accosted the ice cream dealer. Our ice cream guy was actually out and about on Saturday or Sunday.
Good.
I never saw him, but I heard his silly siren going off for hours. So I never got to see if he was wearing a mask or anything.
It's a great time to go sell ice cream if you can get people to leave their damn house because everybody's home.
Well, when it's not 12 degrees outside.
True.
It's snowing.
We did have some warm days, but then our weird May snow came, and that was weird. I know that I was out and about covering up plants because...
I don't think it actually snowed here in Keene.
Not really.
But it did get pretty cold.
They said that it was bullcrap. It rained all night, but it did snow in Walpole. I found the snow finally. It was up on top of the mountains.
We don't need a weather report.
Hills. No, we don't.
I mean, I have to start cutting my grass now because it's that time of year, but I have to wear a sweater while doing it because it's still kind of chilly out.
Don't forget your mask. You got to have a mask on while you're cutting the lawn.
Well, I mean, that's sort of a good idea anyway because I have bad allergies here in New Hampshire that never... I won't be wearing a mask, but it's not a bad idea when you're cutting the grass to wear one.
Yeah, if we're talking about safety, I'm going to wear a helmet when I ride my motorcycle. I'm going to wear safety glasses when I'm cutting. You know, I'm going to wear, you know, safety PPE when it's actually necessary, when I actually know that there is risk to my personal health. And this whole mask thing is just, I've seen the numbers. It's all bullcrap. And you know what? We laugh at the people driving by themselves in their cars wearing their masks. I could top that. I saw a dude last weekend jogging
with a mask,
jogging with the mask on, and I'm like, jeez. All right, that's, I'm never going to see that again.
Yes, I was saying,
the same day I saw someone else jogging with their damn mask on, huffing and puffing.
That's like a really bad plan.
That's not healthy. That's not healthy. You need oxygen.
Right. You don't need it fast.
You're just sucking that carbon right back into your lungs. You're hurting yourself.
I was terrified you were going to say that you saw someone sitting in their home wearing a mask.
I bet
that's where I expected you to go.
I've seen
jogging. It's a bad idea for your health, but I understand it. You're out in public, so that kind of person thinks they should have to wear a mask. Right?
I've seen people out in the woods. You know, not the city, not here where we're at. You know, the herbs.
Just like out in the woods by themselves?
Sitting in their lawn chairs in front of their houses wearing their masks. Yes.
Unbelievable.
By themselves. Out in the fresh countryside.
What can you say to reach someone who's that detached from reality?
I don't think you can.
You can't.
I mean, because at that point, it's not about protecting themselves from anything.
It's about compliance.
It's about making themselves feel good about complying with the decrees of the government.
And showing to others that you are compliant.
These masks, like the first article we read about, these masks are making you dumb, they're making you afraid, and they're not making you safe in the long run. People jogging with masks on, that is not safe. That is dangerous. You're gonna hyperventilate, you're going to pass out, and you're going to get run over by somebody because you're laying there in the road.
That's the worst. I mean, okay, we're probably better off without them.
I mean, Darwinism happen.
Let Darwin take care of it.
But that's the problem, is all of this is against Darwinism. It's trying to stop people from dying who otherwise probably would.
Yeah. The weak and the infirm and all of that.
Yeah, the idea that, you know, life is so precious.
I'd rather let the stupid get themselves killed by wearing masks while jogging.
Darwinism isn't the weak don't make it. It is the
survival of the fittest.
It is the weak don't produce, reproduce. So,
well, if they're dying off sooner rather than later, they're less likely to reproduce.
I'm thinking, just like the Great Depression, you had all of the fearful folk out there. They weren't having sex. They weren't reproducing. Mm. So this might be the time for us, you know, for the strong to shine.
I think right now the fearful are breeding en masse because they're quarantined in their homes, terrified of everyone who doesn't live with them, and there's not much else for them to do.
I don't think the stats say that is the truth. I think a lot of people are not having sex, period, right now.
We'll know 9 months from now.
That's what they're saying. That's what the stats are saying, but I think Aria's right. I think you're going to see a baby boom.
COVID boom.
Yep. Yeah, and I don't think it's going to be a good thing for the average intelligence level. Or the average ability to resist fear level, whatever one might call that. If you like the show, thanks for listening, but head on over to amp.freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.